You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. I'm so glad you've joined me today for the conclusion of my interview with Heidi St. John that was recorded live for the Homegrown Generation Family Expo. If you haven't heard parts one and two, you'll want to go back and listen. Now enjoy the rest of our conversation.
Access to the power of the living God, who said, "My strength is made perfect in weakness, and I'm gonna be with you." The Bible says, even when you're reproached, even when you're reviled, that His power rests on you. And then how does He end that passage? "For when I am weak, then I'm strong."
Yep.
And that to me is like, for every homeschool mom and every homeschool dad who just says, "I just don't know. I don't know if I can," you know, I hear all the time, I like being with my kids all day long? Well, that's a good question. But the Bible teaches us that when you're weak, then you're strong, that His strength is made perfect in weakness. And I'm always telling moms, I don't think that God wants us to get to the end of our homeschool journey and say, "Well, I wouldn't have been such an amazing homeschool mom, except for I found sunlight in 1996, or I discovered the Becca curriculum, or I did an online school, or wow, the Khan Academy." No, I think that God wants us to get to the end of our homeschool journey, fall flat on our faces, lift our hands to the heavens and say, "Thank you, Jesus, yep, that was all you," and give Him the glory because He's the one who's doing it. And for every mother who's listening to this, who feels ill-equipped, the Lord of Heaven's armies is saying, "You're right where I want you. You are ill-equipped. Watch what I'm going to do."
Yep.
Watch what I'll do. It's a story of triumph. It's a story of courage. It's a story of miracles, of watching God do miracles in your life. And just to go back to that, I love Proverbs 19:21, basically saying, when you've done your best, rest. And I'm always telling parents, and this is really important, and I only have really one left that I'm homeschooling of the seven, but I still have three at home. And I still have to tell this to myself because I am so busy, and because Jay and I travel all the time, and because my life is so busy. God is going to finish if I'm obedient. And I want parents to really hear this. If you're obedient, if you're trusting the Lord, He will finish in your children what He has begun in them through you.
Right.
God will finish it. You do the best that you can, and then God will finish it. Will there be gaps in your kids' education? I'm going to set you free right now. Yes. Yes, there will be gaps in your kids' education. And you know what? God's going to fill in those gaps. I went to a wonderful Christian school and there were gaps in my education. Mm-hmm. And God will fill them in. Your job is not to make sure that there are no gaps in your education. Your job is to make sure that the gaps do not include, does my child know the Lord?
Right.
Is my child well-versed in Scripture? Does my child see, can they see the world through the lens of Scripture? Can they defend themselves against the lies of the enemy? That's where you don't want the gaps to be. All this other stuff, you guys, is a nothing, it's a, you know, to be political, is a nothing burger compared to what's at stake when we lose sight of what's really important. So
right,
to me, homeschooling is a miracle. Christian homeschooling is a miracle because we have access to the miracle worker. And it doesn't get any better than that.
No, I think about Matthew 6:33, which is, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and yes, all these things will be added to you." And when we first started filming for Schoolhouse Rocked, we had a mom who said to us, "If all I ever had to teach my kids anything they needed to learn was the Bible, it would have been enough." And that's really what it comes down to. If, you know, if we're stranded on a desert island and we only have the Bible with us, we have nothing else, we can teach our kids everything they need to know about science, about history, about, you know, math, because it all points back to their creator. And so when we trust Him, he's going to fill in the necessary gaps. And I love that you say, I mean, then He gets all the glory. We don't get to pat ourselves on the back and say, "Well done, Mom." We get to say, "Wow, God, look what you did."
Well, truly, I met a mom, I mean, years ago, this is such an encouragement to me. She had 12 children And I was like, whoa, you know, you win. Like in homeschool circles, like, you know, okay, you know, yeah, you win. And I asked her, I'm like, how did you homeschool your kids? Like, you know, and she goes, well, for the first, I can't remember how many years, she said, all we did was we used the Bible. And I was like, what? Like, what? Okay. Like, it just seemed like irresponsible. That's how I would describe her. It was irresponsible. And she, two of her kids are doctors. Wow. Two are attorneys. One is a professional school teacher. And she was like, I just did what God asked me to do. So she said, we learned writing from writing God's word. We learned punctuation from doing copy work. And I was like, we're so dumb. Like it's like we've forgotten that when God tells us to do something, he's actually going to finish what he started.
Yeah.
We think, oh, Saxon math will finish what God started. God might use it, but ultimately it will be God's will, God's work done in God's way. And when we do that, when we follow the Lord and we say, Father, this is what I have. Here's my loaves and my fishes. Like, I don't have money for a $700 curriculum. I can do this, this, and this. And the Lord sees your heart and the Lord directs you. That's where the miracle happens.
Yes.
And I'm like, dude, come on. Like, what if we all saw God is actually capable of doing what he has demonstrated that he can do over and over and over in the word? I think our lives would look different. Our families would look different. Yeah. I think we'd have more courage, really.
Yeah, I think so too.
Last year, our family discovered Knotgrass History, and we love it.
Knotgrass History helps history learners become history makers. All Knotgrass History curriculum combines narrative lessons, historical novels and biographies, activities for a variety of learning styles, and most importantly, a Christian worldview.
Knotgrass History is great for all ages. My mom uses it with my sister and me, who are 5 years apart, and we all love it.
To find out if Knotgrass History is right for your family, visit knotgrass.com and download the first 3 units for free.
That's knotgrass.com.
You know, she's not paying me to say this or anything, but tomorrow Karen DeBuse is going to be on in the morning. And she has a curriculum called Bible-based homeschooling, and it is fantastic. And she basically spent a whole year and she took the Bible and she taught her kids, and she used a few other things to supplement with it, but she basically taught everything just straight through scripture. And there's no better way, you know, there's no better thing than to teach our kids the word of God. We have a few minutes left. So you guys, I see you asking some questions. So Heidi, are you cool to stay on for a few minutes and answer some questions from some people? So if you guys have specific questions for Heidi, because I feel like we're missing some because there are so many comments coming in. So one of them, I did see this pop up earlier. It said, she said that her kids are begging to go to school. I think she said she has teenagers, if that's the same comment. And maybe it was two separate ones. What do you say to the parent whose kids are home, they're being homeschooled and they're begging to go to school?
Well, we had this problem with one of our kids, our oldest daughter, when she was in junior high, which is about the time they start to say, thank you, mom and dad. Done a good job. I could take it from here. You know, when she was in junior high, she said, hey, mom, I really want to go to school next year. And I wasn't ready for the question. And I made a big mistake. I said, okay, at the end of this school year, let's talk about it. And if you still really want to go to school, we'll put you in school. Well, that was a big mistake because of course that's what happened. So we get to the end of the school year. She says she wants to go. I know that we're not supposed to do that. I know that God didn't say, hey, put your kid in school. And so my husband and I had to go back to her and say, listen, we made a rookie mistake. Mom and dad, you need to understand that we want to listen to our kids, but the ultimate responsibility doesn't lie with your child. Mm-hmm. It's your job. And so I always tell parents, hey, you know, maybe this is a little hardcore, but put on your big boy pants, be the parent, love your child and say, we love you. Because at the end of the day, when you talk to them, what do you think that their primary concern is? Your kids are not saying, well, I love you, mom and dad, and thank you so much, but I just don't think you're going to be a good chemistry teacher. That's not the problem. They're not saying, I'm very concerned that I'm not going to understand prepositions. That's not the problem. Their problem, I guarantee you, is rooted in socialization. Mm-hmm. They want to do the thing, like the high school thing or the, you know, whatever thing it is.
Right.
They want to do the thing. And they're worried that by you homeschooling them, they're not going to get to do the thing. Mm-hmm. And so what we did with Savannah was we talked to her. We said, hey, what is it that you want to do? She wanted to do prom because she'd heard that prom was amazing. She doesn't know that it's not, right? So what we did was we organized a homeschool social for her, like a homeschool. And it was wonderful. And they're still doing it today. Mm. So find out what's going on in the heart of your child. Why don't they want to be homeschooled? And then see what you can do to meet that need in a healthy way. To me, that's a really positive way to address the problem.
Yes. Yep. I love that. And it is good to just talk to them, you know, let your kids be honest with you. And then tell them.
Don't be afraid of the conversation.
Right.
Yeah. I, that to me is so, so important. Don't be afraid of the conversation. How many parents, you know, are afraid of the conversation? And so we run from the conversation or we skip it, you know,
right.
Just let your kids say what it is. And if they say you're a terrible homeschool mom, say, thank you. Why do you think that, you know, try to, we've all had, I mean, maybe if that your kids are nicer than mine, but there have been moments that my kids have said, I don't think you're good at this. Okay. Well, it's a good thing that my self-esteem is not riding on what you think of me. Just kidding. It's totally riding on what you think of me. Like, come on, you know? So I don't know. I mean, I think parents need to be the parent, and we've spent a lot of time not being the parent, which I don't really understand why we're doing that, but yeah, it's fear.
Yes.
It's fear. It's a terrible motivator.
Sure. We want our kids to like us and we want them to approve of the decisions that we make. And it's hard when they don't, because we don't want the fight. You know, I know that I oftentimes get in trouble all the time because I say yes when I shouldn't. And it's because I don't want the conflict with my kids, and it's nothing major. You know, it'll be, can I have candy? Yes, of course you can have candy, because I don't want the fight that's going to come.
But with the toddler, like after a while, you're like, you know what? Here you go. Have a Sharpie, color on whatever you want. And just let me have a shower by myself and I'll just clean up the mess later.
Right.
Except for this is the education of your child.
Yeah.
And you can't clean up the mess later. It doesn't, education is a whole lot more damaging than a Sharpie to your wall ever be. So that was a good question.
That's right.
Apologia Educational Ministries is happy to sponsor this episode of the Schoolhouse Rock podcast. Apologia is the number one publisher for homeschooling families with over 110 number one awards. Now that's impressive, but more importantly, that's why Apologia is trusted by homeschooling families all across the USA. Speaking of the USA, Americans will soon be voting. As with any election, the future of our country and the US Constitution is at stake. Your students need to know and understand our country's most foundational document. Fortunately, we have the perfect course to help. Constitutional Literacy. This is a video-based course with an accompanying student notebook. The author is Mike Ferris, current president and CEO of Alliance Defending Freedom. You can view a free video, download a sample lesson, and get more details at apologia.com/constitution. You can even take advantage of a 20% off promotion. Go to apologia.com/constitution and order your copy of Constitutional Literacy.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.
Okay, Olivia is asking advice for a mom pulling her 11, 7, and 5-year-old from public school to homeschool.
I think give yourself some time to acclimate.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the worst things that we do when we pull our kids out of school is we just, you know, mom went to a homeschool convention and here's, you know, $700 worth of curriculum, and you just boom, go right into it. It takes time.
Yeah.
To figure out a style that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do things that don't work. So give yourself grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to have bad days. Get ready. and then know why you're doing what you're doing. So I always say, start with the basics. I mean, her oldest was 11. Is that what you said?
Yes. 11, 7, and 5.
Oh my goodness. You're still sort of in the wonder years. I call these the wonder years, you know, they're before your kids start wondering if you know what you're doing, right. You know, all those things. So, I mean, I would be getting good books. I'd be spending lots of time every day reading to your kids. Yeah. Some great read alouds. You know, Jay and I are huge fans of reading biographies to our children, missionary stories. I'd be reading to my kids. I'd be doing very, very light on the schoolwork. Yeah. If your oldest kid's 11, you should not be having to do a whole lot of schoolwork with them. So it's reading and writing and math.
Yep.
And then work your way into the other things.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Go on field trips.
Yep.
Get hamburgers in the middle of the day. Do things that you didn't normally do before. It's like, hey,
right.
Nobody's actually at the park right now. Let's go.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
You discover why homeschoolers like to come out during the day, you know, because nobody else is there.
That's right.
So
that's
great.
Right. Yeah. Take that time to just develop that relationship with your kids, because that is, you know, their relationship with the Lord and their relationship with you are the most important things. So yes, absolutely.
Yes.
That is great.
Yeah. Not school at home. It's homeschooling. It's different.
That's right. That's right. So I'm sorry we couldn't get to more questions. We've got to tie this one up because we've got Kathy Barnett coming on, which leads me to my last thing to talk about with you before we close out with you. You have an amazing ministry, Heidi. You have touched the hearts of thousands and thousands and thousands of parents around the world. And I know you've got the podcast that I listen to every episode. I always pop on every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Okay, what's she got on today? It's so exciting. So the podcast is the Heidi St. John podcast. And then you've got Mom Strong International. You have a Bible study that comes out every month. And then talk a little bit about Faith That Speaks, because I know you're kicking that off this weekend, right?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, so we're doing a conference for women. So if daughters who are like 13 or years of age or older, we're basically bringing this women's conference, and Kathy Barnett is going to be part of it. So she'll be speaking with me this Friday. It kicks off in Lakeland, Florida. And basically we're talking to mothers, to women, about how the Bible says our faith should be a faith that speaks. So it should be a faith that impacts, which is why we love homeschooling so much, right? Everything that we do should be impacted by our faith in Jesus Christ. And so what does that look like? So we'll be outlining that. Kathy will be sharing her testimony. I will be teaching, I think, 4 times. We do worship. We have a live Q&A, so you can talk to me and to my friend Elizabeth Johnson and Kathy Barnett. But so we'll be in Florida this weekend, and then in a couple of weeks we'll be in near Los Angeles. But really pray for us. I mean, we've taken a huge hit this year. A lot of people who are threatened by the message of freedom in Christ. And that has been very difficult. And so we're just asking parents, you know, just pray for us, pray for the message. God, Jesus is freedom.
Yes.
Right. And freedom, it's freedom from bondage. And we know that we have an adversary who wants us to be slaves, slaves to sin, slaves to wrong thinking, all of those things. And so we're really going to bring a message of hope and healing, and it's going to be amazing. So you can check it out at HeidiStJohn.com/events. And then link to, I speak all over the country, but this particular event is very near and dear to my heart, and hoping that it will be, God will use it to change lives.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
He absolutely will use it to change lives. And I know you'll be at several homeschool conventions, so people can go to your website, right? And there's a list of events where you'll be speaking at in the coming months.
Yeah. HeidiStJohn.com/events. And you can find me. My 2020 schedule is booked solid. So I'm, except for the month of April, which I took off because my daughter is having our first granddaughter.
Yay.
So little Juniper joining our family in April, little Junie. So I took April off so I can like smell the newborn.
Oh.
So, but almost every other month I'm gone, most weekends. Speaking. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So find out where she's speaking. You also have a few books. You have, let me see if I can get this in there. The Homeschool Mom's Guide to Daylight, Prayers for the Battlefield, which is right here. Becoming Mom Strong, which I have somewhere, but it's somewhere.
Yeah.
and a few others. So, and you're working on another one. So you've got lots of great encouragement. You guys learn more about Heidi at HeidiStJohn.com. And Heidi, thank you for your wisdom today. You are such a blessing. You're a blessing to me. You're a dear friend, and I love you very much. And thank you for just bringing it today. All right.
You are welcome. We love you guys.
I hope you've enjoyed my conversation this week with Heidi St. John. Please be sure to join me again on Monday for another great episode that will be sure to encourage you on your homeschool journey. Until then, have a fantastic day.